There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise it the way.
Blessing, blessing, blessing. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to Platinum Ruby Sunday Worship Explosion Radio. We are thankful to be here alive and healthy and coming together on this blessed and beautiful Sunday. I thank God for each and every one that's online, the people that listen all over the world. We thank you. We thank you for calling in to listen to us or going on your devices to hear what the Lord has given us on today. Now we are going to blow the shofar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
For that beautiful shofar. We thank God for speaking to us through the shofar. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Next, we are going to have scripture reading by Apostle Trina. The mic is yours.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to read from Mark chapter 8, verses 34-38, and it's the Amplified version. Jesus called the crowd together with his disciples. Jesus called the crowd together with his disciples and said to them, "If anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests, and take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow me, Jesus. Believing in Jesus Christ, conforming to the Lord's example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever wishes to save his life in this world will eventually lose it through death. But whoever loses his life in this world for my sake, for the Lord's sake, and the gospel's, will save it from the consequences of sin and separation from God. For what does it benefit a man to gain the whole world with all its pleasures and forfeit his soul? Praise God. For what will a man give in exchange for his soul and eternal life in God's kingdom? For whoever is ashamed here and now of me, of the Lord, and of the Lord's word in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Amen.
Hallelujah.
The mic is yours.
Hallelujah. Thank you. What a beautiful scripture. Also, Trina, we thank God for us to take up our cross and follow him, even and not to lose faith in him. Even when things go wrong, he wants to keep the faith. and stay strong in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Trina, for that scripture. Now we are going to open prayer by Pastor Shanika. The mic is yours.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just come in your name, Lord. Just thank you for today's Sunday worship explosion. We bless your holy name for the leadership, this round table to our mothers on today, Father God. We just bless your holy name. We came to praise you and give you all glory and honor on today, Father God. We worship you, O gracious and eternal God. We just praise you on today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being in our midst on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, Father God. We pray throughout the world for all of your children, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We come against any and everything that will try to stop, block, or hinder your children from doing what you have called them to do. In the name of Jesus, we just came, Father God, to give you all praise, glory, and honor on today, Father God. We worship you. We adore you. We love you on today, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for this powerful, powerful Sunday worship explosion that will ripple throughout the world, Father God. We pray for everyone in California, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God, for those wildfires, Father God, and the people who lost their lives and the mass shooting, Father God. We pray, Father God, for the people in the northeastern part of the U.S., Father God, who has the record-breaking snow, Father God. We just take heed to your warnings, Father God, and we thank you for the warnings that you give us in advance, Father God, the chastisement, Father God, the rebuke, correction, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We cancel any whiplash, any backlash, any silent killers, premature death, heart attack, stroke, aneurysm, Father God, any demonic entity to the 20th generation. We bind your love, peace, and joy throughout the world on today, Father God, along with your grace and your mercy. We love you on today, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for that beautiful prayer. Thank you, Pastor Nick, for that beautiful prayer. Now we are going to go to testimony. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman,
"Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?"
The woman said to the serpent,
"We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die."
"You will not certainly die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil."
When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man,
"Where are you?"
He answered,
"I heard you were in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
And he said,
"Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?"
The man said,
"The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate."
Then the Lord God said to the woman,
"What is this you have done?"
The woman said,
"The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
So the Lord God said to the serpent,
"Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
To the woman he said,
I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With pain you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
To Adam he said,
because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return.
Adam named his wife Eve, because she would become the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife, and clothed them. And the Lord God said,
The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever.
So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove them out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did anyone hear in Genesis 3 how God said that He had let them go from the place because he know about the good and evil now. He know because when he took the fruit from the tree, he found out that, you know, there's reality now. It was reality for him now. But at first, it wasn't reality. It was just like, you know, sunset and everything, beautiful trees, beautiful everything, everybody walking together and coming together and just having a beautiful time. But once they ate that fruit, it was reality for them. The same way with we walking with God in the spiritual realm, we not in our reality. We in the spiritual realm with him, walking, having a great time. But when we come back to reality, it's like, okay, we know what's good and evil. So it's the same thing with us now. It was there back then and it is now. It's the same way. Except they was walking with God. They was talking with God. They was having dinners and everything with God. So it's the same way. Except they was doing. They were the actual reality at first until they had a different reality, but which is now our reality. It's such a blessing to hear and to go back and see things and just look at it and like, wow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we can go to seed planting where everyone can participate. And Pastor Shanika, the mic is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to come from Proverbs, the third chapter. And it says, verses 9 through 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. We know that tithes and offerings is something that is a divine commandment from the Lord. We know what happens if we pay our tithes and offerings. We will be blessed and that he will rebuke the devourer for our sake. But if we do not pay our tithes and offerings, we are robbing God and that he will curse us with a curse. My God, if you would like to pay your tithes and offerings or sow a seed, because God says he'll always give seed to the sower, you're free to visit www.imaruby.com. Click at the top of the page, see partnership. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and then you can make it monthly, reoccurring, or one time. And the comments put tithes, offerings, or sowing a seed, and then put a scripture and what you need for the Lord to do for you for the next 40 years. My God, my God. Father God. We just thank you for our tithes and offerings, Father God. We know it's a divine commandment that we pay our tithes and offerings, Father God. We know that if we sow a seed, that you'll always give seed to the sower, Father God, and that we will, when we pay our tithes and offerings, we'll leave an inheritance for future generations. We just praise and bless your holy name for paying tithes and offerings. We thank you for the ones who have it, that they will give it, Father God, and the ones who do not have it, that you will bless them with it the next time, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this time of offering and paying our tithes and sowing the seed. We bless your holy name and say this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Trust me, tithe and offering is a blessing. Trust me, once you tithe and sow that seed, it is a blessing to your life. Trust me, I know I am a tither. And it's just so awesome just to give God his 10% and even more so. So I thank God for tithing and offering. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is where everyone can participate and just thank God for what he's done through the week and what he's going to do for us this year and next year. And so far, where we can just give God the glory and honor and praise. And we can just thank him for us being alive and being healthy and wealthy and strong and prosperous and everything that he is doing in our lives. We can just thank God for it. Now we are all going to go to praise and worship and give God the glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You've heard us sing a lot about being a friend of God. Just one more song. Would you lift a hand and just say, Lord, you've been a friend. I can testify about it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all you've done through your Son. Thank you for all you do. You brought me through when I look around and see.
Exalted, power,
blessing,
worship,
love without end. You've been a friend.
Ooh. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Not a friend, I
stays at Joseph's say.
Oh, protecting me.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Inspiration's got me calling.
Hallelujah. We thank God because He is Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for He is Lord. Hallelujah. It says that He is Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's take your phones off mute and just thank God for on today. Let's thank God for Him being alive, that He is Lord.
Hallelujah.
That He has risen from the dead.
Yes,
and to give
Lord,
us life, to give us breath,
you,
and give us to be still be here
yes,
on today. Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
we thank God that He is Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you being so wonderful. We thank you, Lord God, for you
being
so mighty, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are everything, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Lord, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for us being here on today, the fellowship to come together every Sunday to do worship exposure, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for being here. A lot of people can't do it, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that we are here, that we can worship you, that we can praise you, we can give you thanks, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for our life and health and strength, that we can be able to speak you to you, Lord God. We can be able to speak and preach to your word, Lord God. Preach your word and preach it to the people, Lord God. To speak your word, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for us being here on today to come to one accord to worship you and praise you and give thanks to your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for you being so wonderful, Lord God. We thank you, Lord
Jesus,
for you being so worthy. Hallelujah, Lord God. And you are Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I am going to introduce the leadership for the round table. We all get 10 minutes apiece. And we're going to thank God for each and every one of these speakers. They are beautiful women of God. And we thank every one of them. each and every one of them. And apparently, I am the first one, so I thank God for me and how I am going stronger and still have stuff I need to work on, but I thank God for every day that He's a blessing and He does stuff for each and every one of us, that He loves us so much, even when we're sometimes that we don't think that we are worthy enough, He still loves us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am going to come from Proverbs 6, from the Amplified Version, verse 16 through 19. And it says, these 6 things the Lord hates, indeed 7 are repulsive to Him. A proud look, the attitude that makes one overestimate oneself and discount others. A lying tongue, and a hand that shed innocent blood. A heart that creates wicked plans. A feet that run swiftly to evil. A false witness who breathes out lies, even half truth. And the one who spreads discord rumors among their brothers. So what that is saying is that God does not like when other people, you know, have these certain looks or these certain things that, you know, we do to one another, that we say to one another. He don't want us to even think about even trying to tell a little lie or tell a little fib or anything like that. He doesn't like that. He'd rather for you to tell the truth through it all. He wants you to tell the truth. He wants you to be truthful to yourself, because when you say something that, oh, you know, I don't know that I'm okay and stuff like that, you keep saying you're okay, but you're not. So you're basically telling you're a lie, because you're saying that you're okay, but you're not. So you're lying to yourself. And He don't want you to lie to yourself. That's why I say the half of the truth. He don't want you to lie to yourself. A lot of people and us as saints, we lie to ourselves. We lie to ourselves about everything, because we say we feel one thing, but we don't. And He don't want that. He don't want us to lie to ourselves. He don't want us to even walk to evil or anything like that. He don't want us to walk to go do bad things. He don't want us to walk into something that He knows that we can't handle. He don't want us to walk into things that got us to where we think that's going to do right, but we know that's not right, and we walk into it. He don't want us to walk to things like that. He don't want us to walk into, like, okay, I know I shouldn't do this, but I know I am. He don't want us to walk that way. He don't want us to either breathe out anything negative. He don't want us to breathe out anything that's going to hinder us, and knowing that He hates it anyway. He want us to be properly equipped for things that we know we prepare for, that we know we can fight, that we know we can take on, that we know we are strong for. He don't want us to be witness to anything that breathes in lives into our faces. He don't want that. He want us to be around positive energy, positive people that who are going to stand strong, going to encourage you, they're going to enhance you, they're going to bring joy into your life, they're going to bring the same thing that He brings to you every day. He's going to set people around you just like that. But sometimes we have these negative people around you, and you wonder why, like, okay, Lord, why don't I have these negative people around you? Because somewhere part of you, you're negative. Some part of you that you have stuff going around you that, okay, why do I have people keep lying to me? Maybe because you just lying inside yourself, you know. Maybe something is going on, you lying to yourself. So maybe that's why you got liars all around you. Why do I have people that study running to go do this and go do that? Maybe because you inside of you, you're running to go do something inside of you. So you ask yourself, why is I doing this and doing that? Maybe because it's inside of you, but you don't know that it's inside of you until you ask God, why is all these people in your life for a reason? And then you realize, okay, Lord, maybe I got something inside of me. Maybe this is what it is. It says that a proud look of the attitude that makes one overestimate oneself and discounts others. So that means that you can have attitude, but you want to, why this person got attitude towards me? Oh, wait, I just had attitude too. So God don't want us to have attitudes. He wants us to be able to feel free and feel joyful and be happy and to be strong and to be able to do everything that he has got us to do in this world. Yeah, he knows that how we are humans. We want to go have fun. We want to go do this. But he don't ask us for much. He don't ask us for a lot. He just wants us to spend time with him and give him his all and give us his all and, you know, and to go enhance and to be the people that he wants us to desire us to be. He wants us to be beautiful in him. We are already beautiful to him. But he wants us to be more and more beautiful to him by doing the things that he desires us to do and not have all these things that far as us is creating things inside of us that causing and attracting into us. That all these negative people and we wonder around us is attracted to us because we still have something inside of us that we need to let out. So everything that God hates is something that is inside of us that attracts us to it, and we wonder why. And this is why, because God is saying that he wants us to let all that old stuff out and bring all the new stuff in, and he wants us to be equipped to serve him and praise him as his equal, you know? So this is what God is saying to us on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I'm going to introduce the next roundtable leader shifter, Pastor Sonika. The mic is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today I'm going to come from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it's going to read, my God, my God. It says, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I'm going to talk just for a couple minutes about trusting in the Lord, regardless of how it looks. Verse 5, it tells us to trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. So what does that mean? As leaders of God, we must trust solely in the Lord. That means trust him with everything concerning our life and the lives of our children, because our children are watching us to see if we are indeed trusting in God or are we trusting in ourselves or not. As leadershifters, never ever allow the no-name to have you lean on one's own understanding, because when you do that, you unknowingly allow him access into your lives. And this gives him a legal right to operate in the lives of you and your children and your loved ones. So it's very important that you trust in the Lord with all your heart and never lean into your own understanding. Verse 6 reminds us, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Make sure you are acknowledging God in everything, in every instance, in every situation that you're going through, and he shall divinely direct your path and the path of your family. When God tells us to always acknowledge him, that means acknowledge him when things are going good in your life. Acknowledge him even when things aren't going good in your life. It's still acknowledge God, because he is God Almighty, and he will direct your path. But you have to acknowledge him in everything, and you have to be obedient and listen to him as he directs your path. But most importantly, you must trust in the Lord with all your heart, not half your heart, not some of your heart, but with your whole entire heart, and never lean into your own understanding, because this is the word of the Lord, and he wants us to trust solely on him, depend solely on him, and never, ever, ever, ever lean to our own understanding, because we don't want to allow the no name to our lives by trusting in our own self. We need to remember to trust solely in God, trust him with all your heart, all your mind, all your body, all your soul, and acknowledge him in everything that you do, my God, my God. And most importantly, allow him to direct your path, my God, my God. That is the word of the Lord. Amen, amen. I turn it back over to you, Prophet Eagle Eye. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Nika, for that beautiful word. It's right on point. It's confirmation that we must have great example. We set example for our youth, our little ones, that we must serve God and let them see that we actually believe in God and serving in Him. And for they can grow up to do the same thing. I thank God for that beautiful word, Pastor Nika. Hallelujah. The next leadership, the roundtable leader is Prophetess Dominique. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I have my topic on today is called It's a Choice, and the subtitle is God Gives Us a Choice. And it is what we're choosing. He is what we're choosing, pleasing to Him. And in Genesis 3:1-7, in this chapter, the serpent came to them, to Adam and Eve, and persuaded them to eat from the tree that God commanded them not to. But it was a choice for them to eat it anyway, after being convinced that the tree would do no harm to them. And so the husband, since he was with Eve, he could have simply chose not to. He could have simply chose not to eat as well. He could have said, no, I'm going to take a rain check on it. I'm just going to not do it. It was a choice to listen to God. It was a choice to not listen. He chose not to, and there were repercussions for that. Okay, so let me find my place here. Praise God. It's up to us to really choose. He doesn't pressure anyone, because what you choose to do comes from the heart, and He desires us to really choose Him and follow Him and His commandments. Amen. And so in Genesis 4:6, in this chapter, Cain, he gets jealous of his brother's gift being accepted and his not, because he was giving God anything, you know, just anything, while his brother was giving his best one he had unto the king. So it was a choice. He chose to give God anything than his best. It was a choice to kill his brother as well out of jealousy, instead of saying, I'm going to do like my brother and give him the bestest next time, give God the bestest next time, and learn from his brother so his gift could be accepted. So it's a choice at the end of the day for us to do better and to come forth on our own and do what is right. And also in the book of Ruth 1:16, Ruth made a choice to serve God and to make that choice to stay with Naomi. It was a choice to stay. Amen. It was her choice to keep going into the field and getting the food for them and everything. You know, at the end of the day, it was a choice. Hallelujah. And basically, you know, what are we doing? You know, are the choices we're making, are they pleasing to God? Hallelujah. You know, are the choices we're making, these choices that we're making is helping us mature and grow? Hallelujah. Are the choices we're making, hallelujah, is going to benefit the kingdom of God? Hallelujah. So basically, that's really what I have to offer on today is our choices. Are we making the right choices? Hallelujah. To build up the kingdom of God, and is it a choice we're making in our day that's going to help us spiritually within our spirit, giving us spiritual growth and maturity? Hallelujah. And that's basically what I have on today. Hallelujah. Prophet Eli, I turn the mic over to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for that beautiful word, Prophet Dominique. What is God is saying that we have? We all have a choice to serve Him. We all have a choice if we want to serve Him and believe in Him and do everything that He desires us to do. We have a choice. We all have a choice to do what God is saying to us every day. We all have a choice. Do we take it or not? We all have a choice to serve Him. If anybody, we all chose to walk this path with Jesus. He didn't force us to do anything. We all chose to walk to accept Him and to believe in Him. And we all chose to be the leader shifters that we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next, the roundtable leader shifter is Pastor Trina. The mic is yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I just thank you, Lord God, for speaking through me, and just pray that your will would be done. And you know, I'm just like amazed. I was seeking the Lord because there was something on my heart I wanted to say, because I knew this time was coming for the round table, and it slipped my mind. But God is so good, because this morning I picked up the scripture and I was praying. I said, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And the Lord gave it to me, and I remembered what it was days ago that was on my heart. And when I was reading the scripture, it's actually there in the scripture. I'm like, okay, God, this is you. And so I'm just going to piggyback off of Prophetess Dominique, because it's all of it is like lines up, all of the word that God give us, because we're not like communicating with, I mean, we communicate with one another, the staff, but you know, we don't like, this is just the Holy Spirit, because we're not talking to each other. Well, this is what God has given me ahead of time. We come together and we share our minister what God has given us, and it all falls in line in sync, you know, it's the Holy Spirit. And so I'm just going to share with you my thoughts and give you the scriptures and everything, you know, and while I'm giving this to you, you know, God has given us a choice, right? This is what we know according to what's been ministered to us, you know, our choices. And I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to share my thoughts, and then I'm going to read the scripture. Two of the most important things in a believer's life is seeking God's will and being led by His Spirit, allowing His Spirit to guide you and lead you, and being filled with the Spirit daily. You know, we want God's will for our life. And you know, as I was thinking about this, and I'm thinking about from the days of old till now, till Jesus come, all believers should, it's imperative, it's important for us to seek the will of God, you know, to seek His will and to let His Spirit lead us into all truth. In every area of our life, when we wake up in the morning, who we are going to communicate with in our day, this is about, you know, like Prophetess Dominique said, choices, you know, choosing to follow after God's will, seeking God's face, His purpose for our life. It's so important. I would even go far to say that it's a matter of life and death, because you know, not to throw anything negative in here, but you know, massive amounts of people are leaving this earth, you know, at an alarming rate. You know, we know that we're covered in the blood, and God has given us a purpose and a destiny and a future. But we still, knowing that God has given us a purpose, a destiny and a future, and everything, we still have to be led by His Spirit. We still have to seek the will of God. It's like so, so important. I mean, it really is. You know, where should I go, Lord? Should I go over to this location? You know, everybody else is going over here. Should I go there? Should I hang out with this group of people today? You know, if you get a tugging or an unction or something in your spirit, how do I know what the will of the Lord is? You know, how can I tell what God's purpose is for my life? You know, is all of these things, questions and everything is so important. I mean, it really, really is. It's a matter of life and death to know the will of God, to choose to seek the Lord. Lord, not my will, but your will be done. You know, get us to a place where we can really, truly say that and live it out and walk in it. It's so important. Like, literally. I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 21, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. And, okay. Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil, not as unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people, making the very most of your time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil. Therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. What the will of the Lord is on our day-to-day basis, for the present, the future, for your posterity, your generation, what the will of the Lord is. And if we don't know the whole picture, it's okay. God sees and knows the whole picture. We're living out God's will by seeking His face, by praying and reading His word and renewing our mind, having intimacy with Him. Those are the choices God is wanting us to make, is to seek His face by reading the word and in prayer, making those choices of intimacy and pursuing Him. And, okay, where am I, Lord? Therefore, I think I'm right here. Therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by Him. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, being subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to read this passage that comes along with this right here. It says, God's will conforming to His purpose. A mature Christian seeks God's will and asks for God's wisdom when she or he is facing a major decision. Believers must pray about decisions, especially life decisions such as, where shall I go to college? Should I marry this man or this woman? Should I bring my ailment parent to live with me at home? Such decisions have serious consequences, and they deserve the prayerful seeking, and they deserve the prayerful seeking of God's perfect wisdom. But knowing God's will does not happen solely in prayer. It also requires a commitment to knowing His word. The Bible teaches that realizing or proving God's will is the result of habitually conforming your thinking and behavior to God's word over a lifetime. As a Christian, woman or man reads the Bible day by day, her or his mind is renewed with a new way of thinking about life. Worldly ideas, attitudes, and prejudices are replaced by thoughts that conform to God's ways. This process takes time, and there is no shortcut, it says. And then the Christian who has ongoing fellowship with the Lord through His word comes to decisions equipped with a biblical informed way of thinking, knowing God's will at major decision points. Is much easier if you are seeking God's will every day in Bible reading and prayer. And that's what I have to say. And I just have to just, in my conclusion, you know, I personally believe that seeking God's will through reading the word and prayer, being in the presence of God, in His face, you know, is a matter of life and death. You know, I believe that every human being on earth needs to be seeking God. But unfortunately, the whole human race is not. And our job is to be living epistles, you know, be examples, choosing to seek God's will through prayer and word, and be that living epistle read by men, and being led by His Spirit, being filled with His Spirit on a day-to-day basis. And that's all I have to say for now. God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to share.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Trina, for that beautiful, beautiful word. It does sum everything up. Everything comes together. We thank God for each and every speaker on the line on today that who had all came forth, and we all got the same conclusion to God, just different wording, different scriptures, but it all comes together that we must serve God. We must have a choice to whether we want to serve God or to think that we can do it on our own. But I thank God for us having the choice that we can come together and serve Him. But as Pastor Trina said, that everyone, it should be an everyday thing on a day-to-day basis where we serve God, and we all have to serve Him. Apostle T tells us this every day. She would tell us this all week. She says confirmation to her for us. So this is what God is saying unto us. So just everyone needs to serve God. It is a life and death situation, because without the Lord, we are either naturally dead or we are spiritually dead. And I naturally dead is not what everyone wants to do right now, but spiritually dead is way worse because you're down and it's going to take a lot of faith and praying and fasting and believing in God that you can rise up and have faith. And it's not going to be easy. Like Pastor Trina said, there's no shortcuts. You're going to have to just do it and stand fast and pray and just go forth. That means you're going to have to cut a lot of people out, as in what I got from Proverbs 6, that you're going to have to cut people off the negative that think deep inside of you. And what Pastor Nika said, you're going to have to set an example for your children and each and every one of the people that's around you to know that you are serving God for real. And what Prophet Dominique said, it's a choice that you have. Either you can do it or you cannot do it. And Pastor Trina is saying that God is want us to do it every day, all day, to get an intimate connection with them. So everything comes together into one. As Pastor Trina did say, that no one came together on a call to just say what we're going to do. It came together by God, because he letting everyone know that he wants us to do serve him every day on a day-to-day basis, that he wants us to dig deeper in ourselves and to show us as leaders that we have to show people that we are living the life that he desires us to live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank each and every one of you beautiful leaders for coming together and really giving God the praise and glory, honor to speak his word, to use us to speak his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this is where everyone can participate and just clear your minds, clear your hearts, and give God a moment. And it is altar call. Apostle Trina, the mic is yours again. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Because if you, I think this is the Amplified version, but because if you acknowledge and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing his power, authority, and majesty as God, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes in Christ as Savior, resulting in his justification, that is, being made righteous, being freed of the guilt and sin, and made acceptable to God. And with the mouth he acknowledges and confesses his faith openly, resulting in and confirming his salvation. So the scripture says, whoever believes in him, whoever adheres to, trust in, and relies on him will not be disappointed in his expectations. And so we open up this time for you to, you can verbally say that you want to accept Jesus, or you don't have to shout it out. You can just say, I'm going to say a prayer, and we can all pray the prayer together quietly or silently, but you can pray along with me. So I'm gonna start off praying. So, Father God, and then if you want to, and also if you want to recommit your life to the Lord, you rededicate your life. If you have, gone astray, and you want to come back to the Lord, the Lord has his arms wide open for everyone who wants to come. And I just want to just say this one part is that, some people think that, and there's no condemnation, some people think that, they have to get their lives together before they come to the Lord. They have to get certain things right, and that's error. That's not, I don't know where that came from. Well, we know it came from the no name, but I don't know, it maybe originated from religiousness or something like that. I don't know. Or out of, I'm bad or something. But Jesus came to set the captives free. He died for us sinners.
And God knew we needed a Savior, and so he sent the Lord. And that's why he came. He came for you. He came. If you was the only person in the world that needed Jesus to come down and live his life for the length of time he did and die on the cross, he would have did it just for you. And that's how much God love is. You know, he is the essence and source of love and life, and his love is eternal. And praise God. Father God, we come before you right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, and we just acknowledge, Lord, that we have sinned. We've done wrong, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Whatever those hidden sins are that nobody know, that we don't want to tell nobody, hidden sins of the heart, Lord, hidden sins in our heart, unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, resentment, hatred, Lord, covetousness, whatever it is, Lord God, even the sins that we're not even aware of that we've even done or said, Lord God, we confess those sins as well in Jesus' name, Lord God. Pride, selfishness, Lord God, we just lay it all down at your feet right now in Jesus' name. All the sins, our sins of our children, of our spouses, Lord God, all of our sins, our household generational sins, Lord God, individually and collectively, Lord, deliver us, set us free, Lord God. Break the chains of bondage, Lord God, in sin, things that hold us captive, Father God, from living righteous and holy before you, Lord God, from seeking your faith. Deliver us from these things, Lord God, to hinder us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for doubt, unbelief, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. And even if we haven't never done, even if we've never fornicated, we've never committed adultery or lied or stole or done anything in the natural wrong, we need you, Lord God, because the Bible says that we were born in sin, shaping in iniquity, that sin passed down through the bloodline. We need you, Jesus. Our righteousness is as a filthy rag. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we need you, Lord God, and give us a desire and baptize us with your love to want you, to seek your face, Lord God, to follow after you, Lord God, to pick up our cross and choose to follow after you, Lord God. Help us and mature us and grow us every day in you, in your grace. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we confess our sins. We renounce our sins. We turn away from them. We turn to you, Jesus. We confess Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for the finished work, Lord God, the work that you've begun. We thank you that you're going to complete it to the Lord's return, to your return in Jesus' name. And we commit and dedicate our lost loved ones to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And it is so in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we praise you and we bless your name, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And now, since you said the prayer, you believed it, even if you can't talk, if you confessed it in your heart, you're born again spiritually, and there's a transformation going on in there. You're spiritually renewed, but now we got to, like the word says, we have to renew our minds day by day by day. A little here, a little there, and prayer, and it's all going to be okay. And God bless you. The mic is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful altar call, Apostle Trina. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Now, this is where anyone who wants to do comments and remarks, if anyone would like to say, talk, have a remark about the speaking, the mic is open. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I just have to say that I'm just thankful to God that the word, that God is really good, you know, even in my unfaithfulness and, you know, whatever it is I go through. And, you know, when you find yourself just surrendering over to God and just doing God's will. He always speaks. He always show up in a mighty, mighty way. And I'm so thankful that for this Sunday, I really am thankful, you know, for this line. And, you know, I was supposed to go do something else and, you know, some other something. And, but, you know, God just spoke mightily. I mean, you know, he always does. And he always shows up and speaks through his willing vessels. And I'm thankful for the word. Amen.
Yes, please. I would like to also say I'm so grateful for all the ladies who came on and spoke here today. It really touched my heart. I was thinking the same exact thing. I was doing things, and then I got the text about the call. I was like, I have to stop everything. We need God. He doesn't need us. So I just want to thank you all for all the lovely work and ministering you all do. And I have to say, I believe our Thanksgiving is every day. And I want to wish you all a thanks and blessed happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Thank you. I love you all. God bless you. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the beautiful comments, Captain Leah. We thank you for you being online on today. We thank you. Yes, you are right. Every day is Thanksgiving because God is. We are thanking God and thankful that we are here on today to speak his word and to be alive. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Trina, for that beautiful comment. Will there be anyone else? The mic is open.
Lord, I just want to thank everyone who participated on the line today. My God, it was a powerful time in the Lord. My God, the Lord came and showed up and showed out on our behalf. And whatever you needed on the line today was there. We thank God for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. My God, of everything that was shared on the line today. My God, it was confirmation for all of us. And yes, every day is a Thanksgiving day that the Lord wakes us up, that he gives us food, clothing, and shelter, that we are set in our rightful mind, that we are able to move about our day. My God, I love everyone. I'm just so blessed, fortunate to be on the line today with you all to fellowship throughout the world. My God, it was just an awesome time. I thank God the recall has been recorded so we can go back and listen to it again and again. My God, I love you all, and I'm going back on mute. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to say I thank God for each and every beautiful leadership today who has brung a word and just brung it beautifully. It all came together to one accord. I thank God for each and every one that is on the line. I thank you for everyone who is listening in. I thank God for a right now word. I thank God for us being able to just give thanksgiving to each and every one on this line and people that were listening in. I thank God for everything on today. He is a beautiful person. He's a beautiful, 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 beautiful. Oh my God, just wonderful. I just thank God for him. And would there be any other comments? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If not, now we are going to move on to the announcement. Apostle Trina and Pastor Nika will post it on the website for announcements. If you want to go on www.iamruby.com and you can see the announcements that Apostle Trina and Pastor Nika post. We do stuff every day. If you want to go online and just check it out, we do stuff every day. Our apostle posts stuff every day. Pastor Nika, our other apostle Bloodwork posts up every day. A lot of people post up every day on there. So it's a lot of reading. It's a lot of teaching, classes, everything is all there. So you just check it out and just, it will really bless your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we are going to move on to final remarks from our chief apostle and she sends her love to everyone and thanks to everyone for supporting I Am Ruby Sunday Worship Explosion. Stay encouraged in the Lord and that God has prepared you for everything you will face as a mother. Continue to trust God for your children and to be blessed you can be. Be the best you can be. You are a Ruby. I love you all and heavens and beyond on purpose, Agape. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That is from our Queen Chief Apostle. She sends her love. She is resting. She is healing. She is getting her body to rejuvenate and just resting and just over and beyond things. She's doing stuff that she loves to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we are going to go closing prayer by Prophetess Dominique. The mic is yours. Prophetess Dominique, are you on the line?
Amen.
Closing prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, on today for this wonderful medicine word that is put forth for everyone. Hallelujah, God. We hope that it ministers. We hope that it nourishes our souls on today and it touches someone else on today and let it be imparted in their lives. Hallelujah. On today, hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, O God, for a magnificent day. We thank you, O God, to be able to say thank you, O God, to be in awake on today, O God, put our life out to turn, O God. Let us all leave off this mind encouraged, motivated, and had our spiritual food and dinner, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and let us be able to share it with others as well. We go about our day, hallelujah. We just truly thank you, God, for being the Father in our lives, oh God, and being our teacher, our father, and our nurturer, and being the best, hallelujah, in our lives, saving us, sustaining us, oh God, and showing us something new and different, and let us allow us to be in attendance, hallelujah, in your presence, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for choosing us as being your child. Thank you for adopting us, oh God, and letting us be protected and covered by you, hallelujah, because there's no greater God but you, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, and we just truly honor and adore you and thank you on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you each and every one on the line, oh God, everyone that's listening in from the airwaves, in the name of Jesus, oh God, everyone in the walk of life, in the name of Jesus, oh God, touch our apostle, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, continue to give our healing, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we become strong and be strong for our apostle, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. This I pray, thank God, amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God on today for this beautiful, beautiful explosion that we had. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we are going to go to closing song. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When I got old,
I
needed clay, I needed a mold. Then I got bold, talking to people I didn't know that Jesus can save your soul. When he came in with his two belts, like a janitor with a whole bunch of keys. He did it for me, he'll do it for you, yeah, yeah. He can totally rearrange your life, free from bondage, free from strife, he will. I'm a witness, he will.
He will, he will, he will.
Yeah.
Hey, calm down, don't panic.
Get rebuilt, he can be the mechanic. Let him get it, you forget it. Then you fit it, and he can read it. Let him fix it, might as well go for some chicken.
Get me a wing and a biscuit.
Might as well eat, rest my feet.
God never stumble,
might as well sleep. If it's done, dear, you believe you receive. All your haters, get ready to leave.
Too blessed to be
What do we all say when we get off the line? Agape.
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 Agape.